You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Samuel El Maricón. That's Spanish for Sam the Faggot. See, you learn stuff every day here, don't you? It is Sunday, June 13th, 2021. I hope you had a nice weekend. I had a pretty fun weekend, actually. I actually went out and had a few drinks in public in a bar, and it was kind of nice. I didn't get anywhere with this alpha, but I did meet an alpha that a straight alpha that I happened to see, and I heard his voice, and I just walked up and said, I really like your voice. You have a nice voice. The next thing you know, I got his number. I don't know where it's going to go, but this is the kind of stuff that happens, you know. It's not hard. Faggots out there, it's not hard. Alphas know what they are. And actually, it turned out that the guy does commercial work. So I have a pretty good ear for this kind of thing, you know. So, yeah, anyway, so that was my weekend. I hope you had a nice weekend. Let's see. On the website front, I have a couple of really cool, powerful, pretty hot posts over the last few days. I mean, I always have that kind of shit, okay? And I also put up some really hot videos. So I don't know why anybody would not be going to that website every single day, because there's hot shit on it all the time. I work my little faggot fingers to the bone, okay? Also, the Unequals bracelets arrived. You know, I'm trying to figure out how to mail them in the most efficient way possible. It's going to be a couple of days before I get them in the mail, probably, but they're here, and they look pretty good. So hopefully everybody's going to be really happy with them. So I'm looking forward to you guys getting them, okay? That's about all I've got. I'm telling you right now, I got a couple of other hot posts that need to be written. I haven't had enough time in the day to get them all done, but just keep your eye out, because there's some other hot stuff coming. So, anyway. So, I hope you guys all really enjoyed the interview, the second interview with Master Vince. I really, really enjoyed talking to him, and I thought it was an incredibly revealing interview. So, if you haven't listened to it, or watch the YouTube video on the Fags Worship Alpha's YouTube channel, you should do that. It's a really interesting interview, and he is a magnetic personality. And I've been thinking about his fag ranch idea, and I just think it would be amazing to be owned as a piece of property by that man someday. I have a couple of pending interviews. I don't know what it is with some of these guys. Like, they approach me and say that they are willing to do an interview, and then we kind of fuck around, you know. I'm a get down to business type of faggot, okay? So I don't fuck around, so. But I do have a couple, including one pretty big name, so we'll see what happens there. But anyway, What I want to talk about today is kind of an extension of the Alpha Aggression episode that preceded the Master Vince interview. That was kind of semi-controversial. And the podcast topic was inspired in part by a couple of alphas who had made requests about me discussing aggressive techniques in terms of faggots, okay? And I went in to that podcast and tried to tackle it, but I really kind of missed the mark on it, and I felt bad about it afterwards. In fact, I thought about scrapping the episode altogether, but I don't... If I make mistakes, I don't really shy away from taking responsibility for those mistakes. The alphas corrected me in private and in public, but and reproved me for missing the mark and not really tackling it. Now, as it happens, Masters Nick and Matt up in Canada were in the process of doing some of the things that these alphas wanted me to discuss. So it all kind of dovetails really nicely. So this is kind of a supplemental podcast. I mean, it's going to be a main podcast, but this is kind of a deeper dive into kind of like my theory on this topic, as it relates more specifically to what these alphas were trying to get at, okay? Which is, let me kind of summarize it. These alphas wanted me to talk about being aggressive with faggots in terms of spitting, slapping, name-calling, spanking, that kind of thing, okay? Not beating up faggots or raping faggots, okay? They were talking about, the use of these kinds of other forms of, I don't want to use the word discipline, because some of it is not discipline. It is an alpha expressing that inner beast that he has inside of him in a way that is aggressive or demeaning, to a faggot. But it's something that the alpha feels compelled to do. And it's something that, these are the kind of things that alphas can't necessarily do with their females, if they're with females, or they're married or whatever, to females. So they use faggots for those purposes, right? And that's what those alphas wanted me to talk about. And I missed the mark on it, but I'm going to hit the mark this time. And if any of you guys happen to see my post today about Masters Nick and Matt and what they've done with one of their faggots, Jeremy, who's one of the two faggots owned by Master Matt, I'm going to kind of get into this just a little bit, and then we're going to go into the main topic, okay? So Jeremy has been acting up. Master Matt said that Jeremy was acting like a princess. Maybe it was COVID, causing... it seems like, COVID fucked with everybody, basically. Master Matt felt like Jeremy was, acting uppity, I guess, or, getting prissy or whatever. And he wanted to correct Jeremy's behavior. And so Masters Nick and Matt, after consulting with an older alpha on Tumblr, who I've known for years, and I love him, he's very wise. They decided a plan of action. So What they did was they took Jeremy, they took all their faggots, they assembled over at Master Nick's house, and the masters ordered all their faggots. So there were five total faggots in the two masters at Master Nick's house. Master Nick has three faggots. They ordered all their faggots to be naked, except for their chastity cage, of course, and cages. And then they had Jeremy get up on a coffee table and get into the bitch position. And then they proceeded to, for like an hour, they made him hold that position while they humiliated him, called him names, made fun of him, made him beg them over and over again, very loudly and insistently, that he wanted to be fucked and bred by them, okay? And this was done in front of all the other, Jeremy's brother faggots, okay? They all had to watch this. And then, at one point, they had put a saucer underneath Jeremy because his clit was leaking profusely from the humiliation and the abuse, quote-unquote abuse. And then they made him lick his own pre-cum up, you know, off the saucer at one point. Now, I will say that this kind of discipline or treatment of faggots is different for particularly Master Nick, who has always been kind of gentle in a way with his faggots, you know, kind of a loving master, really. So this was an extraordinary change in personality. But it definitely had the desired effect on Jeremy. In fact, it was so dramatic that Master Nick and Master Matt did it again just this past weekend, a similar type of thing. And it made Jeremy much more submissive, much more appreciative of being caged, much more appreciative of being owned by his master. And so it had the desired effect. Now, in the post that I wrote about this, I called it targeted humiliation, okay? Or, targeted humiliation is probably the better way to put it, okay? So what I mean by that is if an alpha uses targeted humiliation, by either using words like faggot or bitch or slut or whore or whatever, or uses public displays of humiliation like Master Nick and Master Matt did, or if an alpha slaps a faggot, you know, or spanks a faggot, you know, on the ass while he's fucking it or whatever, you know. Particularly alphas like to slap faggots when a faggot is sucking their dick. Because, you know, oftentimes faggots will get dick drunk when they're sucking dick, and they lose kind of where they're at. So an alpha uses a slap to kind of redirect the faggot's attention. And that's what I mean by when I use the word targeted, you know. That there's a purpose, maybe purposeful humiliation might be another term we could use for this. None of that is abuse, you know, at all. It's an alpha's way to direct a faggot's attitude, outlook, service, you know. And I don't know, a lot of times alphas teach each other these things. you know, particularly when they share faggots, they will demonstrate this, you know, on the fly, or they'll give advice like the way the older alpha on Tumblr gave Master Nick and Matt some advice. But regardless, it seems like this is kind of this kind of training, this kind of deep training, which is, you know, some of it is almost akin to like hypnosis in a way, you know. It's not anything like you did something, you know, when a faggot messes up and an alpha corrects the mistake, there's a specific punishment that's tied to that mistake, right? That's meant to curb that problem. But targeted humiliation or targeted, targeted humiliation, I guess, isn't so much, it's nothing tied specifically to an act or a mistake on the faggot's part necessarily. It's a way for an alpha to redirect and reinforce a faggot submission and deepen it, you know. You know, there have been times when, and I'm talking about my own experiences here, where, like, I remember in the past, I've gotten smart, you know, I have a smart mouth, okay? It's always been my problem. The voice that you hear in my writing, being sarcastic, that's me in real life too, you know? So you can imagine, like, lots of alphas would like to smack me upside the head, and I have been smacked in the face by alphas in the past, you know? It's a way to, for in those cases where I was slapped, either when I was sucking some alpha's cock or I was mouthing off or whatever, it instantly, it catches your attention, you know, because you have this superior man giving you a hard slap upside the head, you know, and you suddenly are kind of stunned back to reality, you know, and it refocuses your attention. And that's it's a very powerful tool that a man can use there. Now, spitting goes in hand with some of this also. Obviously, when you're spit on by an alpha, and spitting is very common, okay? And I don't mean just spitting on a hole before they fuck it. I'm talking about like spitting in the face. You're sucking their dick and they spit on your face or whatever. It's very, very common. And again, it's very humiliating, you know. But when an alpha does that, it causes the faggot to feel instantly lesser, you know what I'm saying? It removes some amount of self-esteem from the faggot in that moment, which to the outside world probably sounds bad, but it's actually not bad for a faggot. Why? Why is that? Well, because faggots are born to serve, to get to that place where you serve from your heart, you know, where you're able to surrender yourself completely to the whims and needs of a man. You have to really give up yourself. Give up your self-esteem, give up your sense of dignity in a lot of cases. And alphas, when they do that kind of thing, when they spit on you in your face or on you or whatever, or they make you do some sort of degrading thing, or they slap you across the face, or they spank you while they're fucking you, or, you know, a whole host of things, you know. Or they push boundaries even, you know. They're forcing the faggot to confront what it is in relation to the man. Purposeful or focused humiliation is the way that a man helps a faggot reach its potential as a man's slave. Honestly, faggots really, if you asked any true faggot, you know, how far would you go so that you could be a completely acceptable piece of property for a man? Most of those faggots would say, I would go as far as I could, you know. A lot of times faggots think about being castrated in order to be more pleasing to men. You understand? So the faggots want to go there, to that place. But they sometimes need an alpha's firm hand or an alpha's humiliation in order to get to that place. Do you understand what I mean? An alpha is helping the faggot become fulfilled by, you know, focused humiliation. Purposeful humiliation. These acts that an alpha does to a faggot, they're not cruel. They have purpose, and the purpose is to make the faggot better, to make the faggot more complete, and more more accepting of its submission to the man. You know. In the moment, you know, a faggot, if purposely humiliated and brought to that place, that subspace, by purposeful humiliation, the faggot will do anything to please its master, you know, or its the man that it's serving. And that faggot gains self-esteem through that. You see what I'm saying? That's how faggots operate. It's not the way men operate. Okay. Faggots gain self-esteem by losing their self-esteem. It's an odd thing, you know. But faggots are unique and mysterious creatures. Okay. We're unicorns in the world. You know, faggots need the firm hand of a man, you know, and they need to be humiliated. This is one of the reasons why the word faggot is such a powerful word, and a word that I believe really needs to be used in this dynamic, in hierarchical communications, you know. Even now, after all these years of being a professional faggot, serving alphas, whatever, in real life, on the website, whatever, if an alpha contacts me and he says, hey, faggot, I still get a charge from that. Just a text. I still get a charge. It's still registering in me each and every time I'm referred to as a faggot, no matter where it is, because it's reinforcing, it's that focused humiliation, you know. it's reinforcing my position, and it's so important, name calling. Like if an alpha is fucking a faggot and he's pulling the faggot's hair, choking it, calling it a bitch or a whore or a faggot, slut, etc., spitting on it, etc., the faggot is overwhelmed by subspace in those situations, okay? I guarantee you just that description to a true faggot, the true faggot is nodding in agreement with me. That kind of treatment is necessary in order to help a faggot become what it wants to become and what it needs to become. And I think Master Matt and Master Nick learned a little bit about that over the past 2 weekends with Jeremy. At the end of this whole humiliation thing that they did with Jeremy, you know what the end result was? Jeremy came home with a present that he bought for Master Matt. He knelt at Master Matt's feet and presented Master Matt the gift, which was a very nice Starbucks travel mug. And Master Matt ran his fingers through Jeremy's hair and said, "Good boy." That's the end result of focused humiliation, purposeful humiliation. It yields peaceable fruit. It yields the truth of a faggot, and honestly, it reveals the truth of the alpha as well. So, I feel like I could talk about this forever. Okay, I'm actually really glad that I came back around to talk about this again, because in conjunction with the previous podcast, which was more about abuse, this is more of a training, a discussion of training with the intention of owning, in whatever form. Okay, if you're a straight alpha male and you want to own faggots as just domestic faggots, okay, you still have to do some of what I'm talking about in this podcast in order to be successful. This does not just refer to alphas who fuck their faggots or use their faggots sexually. This is all alphas who own faggots or want to own faggots. So hopefully you take it seriously and you consider what I'm saying here. I feel pretty good about this podcast, actually. So don't come at me. Just kidding. This was very, very good. It was honestly very good for me because I've had these kind of ideas rattling around in my head, and I really wanted to talk about it in some form. And so it all just kind of came together at the right time. So that's how my life has been recently. Just everything's coming around at the right time. And this is also the longest podcast I've ever done. So you really got your money's worth this time, which is $0. Okay, so anyway, I enjoyed talking about this with you. Hopefully it will yield some game plans out there among my listeners so that everybody can reach fulfillment. Okay? So anyway, I think I'm going to stop. I hope you have a lovely week. I will talk to you in a few days. Hopefully I'm going to have these interviews done soon. And hopefully some of you will have packages in the mail coming from me very soon as well. So I hope you are well and be good. And I'll talk to you soon. Love ya. Bye.